Congregation, with the help of the Lord, I will preach the Word of God this evening by using the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 50, like we have been reading. And the theme for the sermon is Our Daily Bread. Our Daily Bread. It happened, congregation, that there was a woman who gave a very bold confession about her trust in the Lord. She made it very clear that she trusted the Lord that he would always provide in her material needs, that he would provide in her food and drink. And she did it in a village in a time of persecution. And then she was brought before a judge because they said it was an offense of her to testify about the Lord. And when she was sentenced by the judge to go to prison, you could see that the judge rejoiced about it. He said, I've always desired to have power over you, and now I have, and you're gonna go to prison, and who's gonna feed you? How will you be fed? And then she said, if it is the will of my God, my Lord, I will be fed from your table. And that's what exactly happened. Because in that room, in that court case, there was the wife of the judge. And she was so impressed by the boldness of this woman that her heart was inclined to take care of her. So she provided this woman in prison daily with food out of her house. That's the way that the Lord took care of his child. Isn't it wonderful what the Lord can do? We have read it from Scripture, how the Lord was taking care of his prophet, of his servant Elijah, by even using the birds of heaven, sending them daily to his servant to feed him, to bring him food. Yes, it is the hand of the Lord providing us daily with what we need. And that is what is confessed in this prayer. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, it is such a humble confession. It is such a humble confession that everything that we receive is coming out of the hand of God. It doesn't mean that we are not obliged to do what we can do. We see that in Scripture, that we have to do what we can, to work, to labor. But oh, we should never forget that it is all in vain if the Lord will not bless it. So before we labor, before we do our daily things, we should pray. And that's really a thing to search our hearts. How we do our labor. How we are busy to get what we need for our daily maintenance. Our daily needs, material needs. Is it really that we see, well, without the Lord I cannot do my work, and if the Lord is not blessing it, well, it will be in vain. And maybe you say, well, is that true? Because I know people in this world that are not acknowledging the Lord, that do not go to church, that do not pray, and I see that they are prosperous. They are doing very well in this world. They can be very wealthy. So how is that possible if they do not pray and they still receive? Well, that is showing how patient the Lord is, How good God is that He is even giving those things to people that do not acknowledge Him by their prayers. That He is giving even bread in mouths that are cursing Him, that dishonor Him. Why? Well, the Lord does it with a purpose. He does it so that the goodness of the Lord will bring people to repentance. And oh, if they will not repent and receive His good gifts their whole life, all that goodness of the Lord will testify against them on the day of judgment, when they will stand before that good God that gave them everything what they needed and more, and whom they didn't acknowledge, didn't thank for all His goodness, and to whom they didn't repent and convert. Yeah, so it is the goodness of the Lord that He is giving. It is His patience that He is providing also for those that do not acknowledge Him. But the Lord Jesus is teaching His disciples, and in that way teaching His church and His children, that they should pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." So we have had three petitions that are about the glory, the name, the kingdom of God, the will of God, the things about the Lord. And now there come those petitions about what we need. And it's remarkable that the first thing that is mentioned is about our daily bread. We would maybe expect that the first thing would be about forgiveness. Forgive us our sins. But the Lord is starting with, "Give us our daily bread." And so we learn, it is teaching us, in the first place, that we can pray for about the normal things of daily life. Sometimes people will say, "Well, you know, prayer is too tender to pray about the things of every day, of daily life." That is not true. We shouldn't make a separation between the things of our daily life and the service of the Lord. You can see that sometimes that people will say, "Well, the service of the Lord, that's a thing for the Lord's day. And then the rest of the week, the other days, you know, I have to do it myself in my own wisdom and strength." And they make a separation. You can see that in their lives. They look very religious on the Lord's day. And on Monday, Tuesday, you wouldn't recognize them as Christians in their behavior. That's really wrong. We should see that when we really love the Lord, that all things we do are, in a certain way, service of the Lord. We do it dependent from Him. We have a desire that it might be to the glory of His name. So you can pray, children, for wisdom for your work at school. You can pray for the things of daily life, that the Lord will provide you with a job. You can pray that the Lord will help you to get your driver's license. You can pray for the day, for the things of every day. And why would we do that? Why would we do that? Well, when we pray, we acknowledge the Lord. We give a testimony, "Lord, I cannot do it without Thee. I cannot do it myself. I expect it from Thee." And so that's a way to give glory to Him. And the Lord Jesus is starting with our daily bread. And it's showing how weak we human beings are. We cannot live without our daily bread. So when we cannot live, or we cannot serve the Lord, when we wouldn't receive what we need for our bodies, we wouldn't be able to seek the things for our soul. Isn't that true? It shows how weak we are. The Lord has to provide for our bodies. And you can think about when you go and do the mission work in the poor parts of the world. You could go to those people that have lack of food and say, well, you should repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you wouldn't give them what they need for their daily life, when you wouldn't help them to provide for their physical needs, well, how could they believe this message? How could they live a life to the glory of God? We are dependent from God for our souls, and our souls are the most important things. But if our bodies wouldn't be receiving the food, then we couldn't give glory to the Lord with our souls. We are so vulnerable, so weak, so fragile. In all things we need the Lord, even in the simple things of daily life, like we look to them as simple things. And maybe you say, well, but we have our daily bread. We are living in a situation of wealth, most of us. And now, why would we pray for our daily bread? And then I'm thinking about what we read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, where we see that Moses is warning the people when they would come to a situation that they have everything. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That's the danger that the Lord is warning his people about. And isn't that what we are seeing in our days, in our land, in the Netherlands, in the United States, where many have wealth, have everything they need for their daily lives, maybe have never experienced lack of food so much, never experienced a lack of the material things, and we see more and more people turning their back to the Lord. Because then the thought is coming in our hearts, well, we do not need the Lord. How stupid it is. When we have everything, then we think, well, we have provided those things for ourselves. We have worked to get it, and we can do it. We succeeded. And we forget that even the breath we receive from the Lord. That if the Lord wouldn't give us life, we couldn't do our work. We wouldn't have the wisdom. But we forget that. We see that in the rich parts of this world, more and more people turn their backs to the service of the Lord and to the church. Well, we see that in the poor parts of the world, you could say the southern parts, like southern Africa, southern Asia and America, there many people become Christians. They feel their need also in their physical life and they seek the Lord. What a warning it is for us. What a danger it is when we have everything, that we start to abuse the gifts of God, not using them to thank the Lord, to give glory to Him, but to go our own way, to do our own things, to use the strength that we receive by the gifts of God to fulfill the desires, our fleshly carnal desires of our hearts, to serve sin. We see it all the time. We see it in world history. We see it in the people of Israel. And the people, when they've received everything from the Lord, then they start to do the things according to their own sinful desires. And then the people would go down and judgment would come. We can see it in all the great empires of this world. If you talk about the Roman, the Greek, or whatever empire it is coming up, becoming great, rich, wealthy, and they abuse, misuse the gifts of God to fulfill their sinful desires, and then the judgment of the Lord is coming to make them weak, and they will perish. It has happened all the time in world history. It can make you so concerned about Western Europe and the United States. The Lord has brought us to a high position of wealth and properties that we received, and now what are we doing? We turn our backs to the Lord, and oh, the Lord is righteous when He will bring judgment upon us. But still, oh, that we would plead and beg, that the Lord would give a revival, a return. Yeah, we have an economical crisis in Europe, in the United States. We don't like that maybe, but oh, I hope and pray that the Lord will bless it, that we see that we are nothing without the Lord, and that we really need to give glory to Him and to seek Him. Give us this day our daily bread. Such a humble prayer, that we should not forget everything that I receive it from the Lord. Do you ever think about that? When you have your slice of bread on your plate, that you see, well, this is a gift from God. I do not deserve it. I sinned so much against God. It would be righteous. It would be righteous if the Lord would be just. If I would have a lack of food like many in this world have, they are not worse than we are. We deserve, because of our sin, death. We deserve eternal death. So the Lord is not behaving in an unrighteous way when we see that many in this world are starving. It is because of sin, of our sin. But the Lord is making a difference where no difference is. We do not deserve His goodness and His grace. Yeah, many times we can even complain with our mouth filled with bread. Isn't that true? And then we look in the wrong direction. Maybe we look to people that have more than we have. Think, well, that is not right. That's not just. I should have that. I should have more than I have now because they have more than I have now. And if you would look in the other direction, then we should be amazed and say, well, but that is not just. I have so much, and they are suffering. They are so struggling with their daily needs. Whom am I that I get what they do not get? So what is the difference? What does it mean to be a Christian? In a certain way we can say, well, everybody will see the need of the content of this prayer. Everybody in this world will see we need daily bread. Well, when we think about the other prayers, we can say, well, many people will not see the need of forgiveness, will not see the need of the glory of the name of God and all those other things. But the difference is that a Christian will pray for it. And the difference is that a real Christian will be satisfied with what the Lord is giving, with how the Lord is providing. That doesn't mean that we are not allowed to try to receive what we need and to improve our situation, but there will be a deep gratitude in our hearts. And why? If you are a real Christian, you will not look in the first place to others, what they have. But you will receive from the Lord knowledge about whom you are. And you will look up to the Lord and see His goodness for such a sinner. And then you will be amazed and say, oh Lord, thou art so good. You understand that deep satisfaction in your heart, that deep gratitude that you can say as a Christian, I have everything. Because you know the Lord. You know that life in your soul from the communion with Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's a humble prayer. Give us our daily bread. So we are not praying, Lord, give us what we need for the next 5 years. Now that's unbelief, isn't it? Well, I'm not saying that we are not allowed to try to provide for the future. You see that Joseph was doing that in Egypt. He did it with wisdom. The Lord showed him that it would be a time of lack of food, of famine, and so he provided by building barns for 7 years, gathering food of what they had in abundance, so that he could give it to the people. But what does he say afterwards to his brothers? He says, well, you know, you were planning to do harm to me when you sold me to Egypt, but the Lord used it so that a whole people would be kept alive. He saw, and that's the difference, he saw the hand of the Lord in it, in all what he did for those 7 years. And that's the difference with that man that said, when he saw his harvest, well, my soul, you have many good, so I'm going to build barns and lay it up for many years. So eat and drink and take rest and be merry. And he didn't acknowledge the Lord. And he didn't thank the Lord and seek the Lord. And that night he died. He forgot the Lord. That's the difference. And this prayer, it says, well, give us this day our daily bread. The Lord is so able to provide in our daily needs, and sometimes He will bring us to a position that we are reminded about that. that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good. He is a fountain of all good. It happened to Henry Erskine, the father of the two brothers, Ralph and Ebenezer Erskine, two pastors, that they and their family had been eating their food in the evening, and they finished everything. There's no bread anymore. There's nothing in the house. And in the morning, the children were crying for food to their father. And that's hard. There was nothing in the house. So he started to talk to them, to comfort them. He told them about the might of the Lord, the goodness of God, how the Lord provided Elijah with food. And while he was talking to his family, someone knocked on the door and said, "Hey, help me to unload." So they went outside, and there was a man from a farmer standing with his horse, and he said, "Help me to unload what I have here." He said, "But probably you are the wrong address." "No, I had to go to Henry Erskine." "So where do you come from? What? "Well, there was a rich lady that sent me to bring this here. So just help me, come on, otherwise I'll throw it on the ground." And they took the bag that he had there, and it was full with everything that they needed. The Lord is so able to provide. Oh, that we might trust the Lord more. I heard about a missionary who was working in China. And you know, they will live there much different from how we live here. And he said, "Well, when I came there and I went to the butcher and I saw the flesh hanging there and I saw the flies on the flesh and in the hot sun, well, there was nothing else, so you had to buy the stuff there on the market. You know, then I really learned to pray. Then I really learned to pray, Lord, bless this food." So the Lord can give us circumstances that we really learn to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And isn't it true that we are ashamed when we think about how few times we really pray in such a way that we see our need, and so that we do not give God the glory and the honor that we should give to Him? Give us this day our daily bread. It's not saying give us wine and meat and all the rich things of the earth. So it's a very humble prayer. And the Catechism is right when it's explaining that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. So we can pray for things that are not necessary. And when the Lord is not giving them, it doesn't mean that He is not keeping His promise, but it means that we ask things that we do not need. And many times it can be the goodness of God. If He is not giving us the things that we do not need, so that He is keeping us from abusing it or misusing it for our flesh in a sinful way, we should trust the Lord that He knows what is good for us, and we should pray that He will give what we need, what is necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge Thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even Thy gifts can profit us without Thy blessing. Oh, yeah. We talked about those people that receive things of this world in abundance. And they use them in their own way without giving thanks to the Lord. But is it a blessing? Is it blessed to them? If it is keeping them in their own ways, if they will not seek the Lord, we have to say, well, they turn it into a curse by using it in such a way that they forget the Lord. And those that have a hard time, a struggle for life on earth, but live very near to the Lord because they see how much they need His help, are they not blessed much more? Oh, that we would trust the Lord, that He in His wisdom is giving us what we need. How many times do we doubt about His faithfulness, His providing, His help? Oh, that we would live a life near to the Lord. You're doing that? Do you really need the Lord for your daily things, for your work? That you kneel down and say, oh Lord, give me the wisdom for my work today. Well, I'm doing that for 20 years now, I can do it. No, you cannot. You cannot do it. It will not be blessed if the Lord is not helping you. Oh, that we would acknowledge Him. It is such a rich life when we live out of the hand of the Lord in our daily things. We forget to pray so many times, and that's why we do not receive, because we give not the glory to God. That's why we can many times struggle so much with problems. We try to solve it, we try to find a way, and then at the end we say, oh yeah, we could pray. How bad that we forget about the Lord, who is the fountain of all good things. Yeah, it's His wisdom that He gave to that widow what she needed every day, so that she would need the Lord every day. It is His goodness. I think about what Solomon is teaching when he is speaking in the Proverbs 8, and then he says, well, Lord, give me what I need, and not more and not less. He saw the dangers at both sides. That he prayed to the Lord in Proverbs 30, that the Lord would provide in such a way that he would live near to the Lord, so that he wouldn't forget the Lord. Proverbs 30, we read in verses 8 and 9, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Why? So give me neither poverty nor riches. He saw dangers as both sides. To be poor is really hard. It can bring you to sin. But to be rich is also really hard, can bring you to sin. Lest I be fool and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. There's wisdom in that. And we should remember that. That what the Lord is giving us is according to His wise providence over and in our lives. Let us sing before we continue. Let us sing Psalter 395, stanza 1 till 4. 395, the Lord our God is good to all. From Him all blessing flows. 395, stanza 1 till 4. It says, give us our daily bread. It says, our daily bread. It doesn't say, my daily bread. So we do not pray for ourselves only, for myself only. I see that what I need, others need too. If we are really living in the Spirit of Christ, having that Spirit of Christ in our hearts, we will have an open eye for our neighbor and try to help and provide where we are able, and also pray for other people that are in need. And isn't that a way that the Lord is providing? By also using people, by using men to help others, and it can give you so much joy in your heart when you can help those that are in need, and when you pray for those that suffer so much. Well, we are blessed so much. Give us this day our daily bread. Why does it say our daily bread? Why doesn't it say, give us thy bread daily? Can we say it is from us? Well, when you hear that prayer, it reminds you about what a child can do at home. Can say, Father, Mom, give me my bread. Your bread? Did you work for it? No, you didn't. But you know, as a child of your parents, that it is what they will provide for you. In a certain way, You show to them your need, but in such a way that you also show your trust of them taking care of you. It shows you that you know that you are a child of them. Something of, say, the right of a child that parents will provide. So such a deep trust in the Lord. Lord, thou knowest what I need. Give me what I need daily. Give us our daily bread. So it's a prayer of a child to God, whom is known by Christ as a heavenly Father. Can you say that? Oh, we are really allowed to pray for the things that we need in our daily life. But there are some things that we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't forget that those things need to be blessed by the Lord. Say, of course, do we? So do we think about that when we eat, O Lord, that it will be blessed, so that my body will receive the strength, so that I will use it to live to thy glory? That's one thing. And the other thing is that we should not forget that we need more. We need bread for our soul. We need Christ, who is the living bread, revealed in the Word, so that when we are full for our bodies, that we use our strength to seek Him, to know Him more, to serve Him, to be renewed to His image and to His glory. We need Him daily. As much as we need bread for our bodies, we need Christ every day. You cannot say, well, I got bread today, so now I'm fine for the rest of my life. You wouldn't say that. You say, no, I need bread again and again. And that's much more true about Christ, who is the living bread. We cannot say, well, there was a time in my life that I received the knowledge of Christ by faith for my heart personally, so now everything is fine. You know, when you receive that, cannot be taken away from you. No, you wouldn't speak in that way. When you really see whom He is, you will have a desire to know Him more, to receive His communion every day, His presence in your heart and life. Is that possible? Yes. Isn't that what the Lord is saying to His disciples? That they should stay in Him like a branch in the vine, and that His word would stay within them, so that they would live, and that there would be fruit to His glory. We need Christ every day. Can you say that? Can you say that with your heart? Really, I see, I experience, I confess that I need Christ every day, like I need bread for my body. My soul will die if I would have to live without Christ. Or is it that you think, well, if I could only enter heaven, then it's fine. Well, then you didn't taste the goodness of the Lord. Then you didn't taste the sweetness of having communion with Christ. Then you didn't see the need of your soul and the power of Satan and the darkness and the corruption in your life. Yeah, if you see that, you will see I need Christ every day to watch over me, to give me life to my soul, to forgive my sins, to comfort my heart, to be the food for my soul. I need him every day. Would the Lord be willing to give you such a life if you have to say this evening, I do not understand what you're talking about? Yes. Isn't that according to the words that the Lord is so rich, such an abundant fountain of good, that you can receive such a life? Aren't there many promises in his word that he will give such a life to those that cry out to him? Yeah, you say, well, you know, Pastor, to cry out with that awareness of your need, that's already the work of the Lord and of the Spirit. And I do not feel that need in my life. I do not see that so clearly. So what can I do? Well, cry out and confess that you do not see your need and that you are not aware how miserable you are in yourself. So confess that to the Lord and pray that he will make it clear to you so that you will experience your need and experience the fullness that is within him, that you will have such a life satisfied with him. And I know here on earth it will never be perfect and never be full, but oh, isn't the Lord giving the promise in his word that he is the one that is hearing prayers of those that cry out to him day and night for the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, is the Spirit making us aware of our need and showing us Christ in his fullness, in his perfect work, in his beauty, so that you will receive him, that your heart will be filled with his nearness and his presence. And that's what the Lord is promising. The Catechism says, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. What a confession. Here is a child of God. And praying this prayer, give us our daily bread. And what does he mean? He says, besides other things, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So that's a confession. Withdraw, that means there is still so much trust. Oh Lord, it is so terrible, but there is still so much trust that I put in other creatures. But oh Lord, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So when you know the Lord, when you trust the Lord, you see that you need to trust him more, and that there's a need in your life to withdraw your trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Is that true? Can we make that practical? Can we give examples about that? Yes, it is true. We have so much in our time that we live where we put our trust in. Isn't that true? When you think about history and people that were sailing, they would be aware that they really needed the Lord to give the wind to the wind to blow their ship to the place that they had to go. And a farmer, You really see that he needed the Lord to give rain, and many times it's still true, but also in many situations that we can solve it ourselves. We have our irrigation, we have our engine, we have our technical means to solve so many things. Or if you would think about the medical science, people put their trust so much in that. They think about life as a thing that they can manage everything. And sometimes they can even become angry with a medical doctor when the doctor says, well, I cannot do anything for you. What? You can't do anything? They thought everything was possible for us. You can see how much trust that we put in the things that we have. Now the Lord says we have to withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So to keep that example, when we go to a doctor and we get medicines and then we take them, we trust, well, now they will work. How many are there that will pray, oh Lord, bless these medicines? Otherwise, it will not do good to me. Do we really believe that? That it all depends from the Lord? Do we see how much we have to pray this prayer? And that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Yeah. Oh, we should really humble ourselves and confess to the Lord that we dishonor him so much by trusting creatures more than we trust the Lord. How miserable are we? Even if we know the Lord in his goodness and grace, how miserable are we? Yeah, and that the Lord might teach us more and more to live in a way that we trust him. I think about Paul. He said, well, I know what it is to have a lack of things because of Christ. Yeah, maybe here's someone that knows what it is to suffer, to struggle, to be in need. Where did it bring you? Did it bring you to the Lord? What a blessing. You should thank the Lord for that. And do you know that same Paul that suffered so much for Christ in this life, do you know where he is now? You know? Do you know what he is experiencing now? Now at this very moment, he knew what it is to be hungry. Now he is satisfied by the vision of the image of Christ. And he will be for all eternity. Is that your future? Amen. Let us pray together. Oh Lord, it could be that we will have to experience to be robbed of our earthly properties. Thy word says, well, we would have to see that with joy. Sounds impossible for us, but all things are possible by thy power, and it is possible when we see that we have a treasure in heaven, that we have what we need for all eternity within Christ. And Lord, thou art giving us much more than we deserve. Thou art so good for us, to us, and O Lord, that we might see it, and that we might be receiving a heart to be willing to follow thee, whatever cross that might be, whatever cross that might mean in our lives. We pray for our young people, for our children. We don't know what the future will bring. There can be persecution in our land, like there is in many countries. O Lord, but that they might know Thee, and then they are safe. There can be so many uncertainties in their young lives, but that they might know Thee, then they are secure. Thou wilt not forsake Thy children. Thou wilt provide in the proper time, in a proper way. Lord, teach us to pray. Give us faith. Give us to be satisfied when we receive food and clothes and shelter. O Lord, that we see that we have much more than we deserve and that we have enough. Forgive us our sins. And oh, that we wouldn't receive so much that we will forget Thee, become proud and careless. Lord, but help those that struggle, that do not know how to solve the material things. And Lord, provide for them, so that they will thank Thee, give glory to Thee. We thank Thee for Thy word. Forgive everything that was not according to Thy holy will. Be with us when we gather, also as a youth group, Lord, that Thou would be with us. When we go home, protect us, and during the night and this new week, Lord, give us the strength to do our work. Or if we cannot do work, if we do not have work, oh, that we would trust in Thee even more. Lord, keep us from sin. Keep us near to Christ. Bring us near to Him. We pray it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.